California Democrat wants Planned Parenthood's phone number on student IDs. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 8, 2019. A California Democrat lawmaker is pushing a bill that would require all IDs for students between the ages of 12 to 24 to display a phone number for Planned Parenthood. State Assemblyman Jesse Gabriel's measure, AB 624, dubbed the Pupil and Student Health Bill, would extend to private and faith-based school students as well, and would require the following hotlines printed on student IDs. 1. The National Sexual Assault Hotline, 1-800-656-4673. 2. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. 3. A Sexual or Reproductive Health Hotline. By slapping Planned Parenthood's hotline on the back of every 12 to 24-year-old's ID, California would essentially be forcing every student to join an abortion sales team, wrote Family Research Council President Tony Perkins at the Washington Update. The bill is scheduled to go to the California Assembly Education Committee on March 27. Liberty Council stated Gabriel's bill violates free speech. The nonprofit Christian law firm noted that, in April 2018, Gabriel received the endorsement of Planned Parenthood in his bid for his assembly seat. Planned Parenthood is proud to endorse Jesse Gabriel for state assembly, said Sarah Mitchell, public affairs and communications manager at Planned Parenthood of Los Angeles in a statement. Without mentioning Planned Parenthood's main service is abortion, Mitchell continued. Jesse has a long record of standing up for those most in need, and we know that he will be a strong partner in protecting women's health and ensuring access to vital services, including life-saving cancer screenings, birth control, and STD testing and treatment. Planned Parenthood also gave a $4,400 contribution for Gabriel's 2018 political campaign, Liberty Council observed. It's not like Planned Parenthood needs the publicity, especially in California, where the group holds a virtual monopoly on sex ed, Perkins said. The abortion vendors' attempts to gain greater share in the preteenage market is well publicized. In January, Planned Parenthood launched a new 24-7 sex ed chatbot called Drew, which the abortion business says is designed for 13-17-year-olds, but can be used by children of any age. Texting and instant messaging are the most common reasons young people are on their phones, so a chatbot is an ideal tool when it comes to delivering fast, personalized information, said Planned Parenthood. They are delivering a service straight to their target market, hoping to make lifelong customers that will eventually spend a not insignificant amount of money with Planned Parenthood for everything from pregnancy and STD tests to abortions, sometimes multiple ones, Klein asserted. Matt Staver, Liberty Council's founder and chairman, said Gabriel's bill is outrageous and an attack on the First Amendment by forcing every California student to become a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood. Requiring students to promote the phone number of the largest abortion mill in the nation is repulsive and unconstitutional, he added. When will the California legislators learn they cannot force people to be a mouthpiece for Planned Parenthood?